There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so it's time to get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny Kaster.
Johnny!
Hey,
hey, buddy.
Thanks for remembering my name.
All right. Where's the action, baby?
Jeez, I might as well be in the witness protection program.
What do you got? Where's the action, man?
The action follows me, baby.
All right.
The action is all at Crawford Ranch. You know that. The country's going to hell, and Bush is riding his bike.
Yeah.
He spends more time on that bike than a Chinese delivery boy. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Now he's got Lance Armstrong giving him lessons. Yeah, between the two of them, they got one good ball. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
We got Bush supporters in the audience. I'm sorry.
It's nice to see you, buddy. You bring that special touch. So you're a little later than usual.
Later than usual. My cousin Johnny East Street drove me over from Brooklyn. He's outside in the car with the engine running.
Oh, yeah, right. So, Johnny, you do come to Harlem every now and then, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Al Sharpton and I used to go to the Apollo all the time.
Yeah.
He gave me this tracksuit. What do you think, huh? One of his old ones. As a matter of fact, Al, Bill Clinton, Halle Berry, and I had dinner right here at Amy Ruth's a few weeks ago. I'm not saying who Halle Berry was with, but she wasn't with me or Al Sharpton. That's all I'm saying. Figure it out.
So, Johnny, what kind of action are we looking at? Let's make some money here, huh?
All right, I'm taking Cindy Sheehan action. All right, get your money down. Cindy Sheehan has been driving Bush crazy. He hasn't had someone on his butt like this since his last proctology exam.
Ooh. Good morning.
Bush hasn't hit like this since he got his draft notice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, but Cindy Sheehan had to leave Crawford Ranch because her mother had a stroke, unfortunately. 50-1, Bill O'Reilly caused her mother to have a stroke.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know how he did it, but the smart money says Bill O'Reilly did it.
I'll take that for a grand there, Johnny.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it sounds like Bill O'Reilly to me. Put me down for 2 large.
All right, you're down. You're covered. You're covered like a waffle in grits.
I smell those waffles.
Cover the waffles in around here. I don't know. You hear that sound?
Yeah.
That's the sound of you driving off the lot in your new Bentley. Let's make some money.
All right. What do you got?
All right, the extreme right or the neo-Nazi cons, whatever the hell you call them, they're trying to smear Cindy Sheehan every day. So my bet is Rush Limbaugh accuses Cindy Sheehan, 100-1, of being Osama bin Laden's booty call.
Oh, come on. Whoa. Okay, all right. Put me down for 500, Dave.
Well,
Johnny.
We all know it was Ann Coulter, so.
there you go.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's money in the bank.
500, yeah.
Okay, before my last bet of the week, I just want to plug a little appearance I have in Growing Up Gotti.
Yeah.
My appearance is called Uncle Johnny Sleeps Over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right, you, buddy.
I like to smack the moose off those two kids.
Oh,
all right, my bet of the week is, now that Bill O'Reilly has given Cindy Sheehan's mother a stroke, forcing her to leave the camp, Bush shows up. He accuses Cindy Sheehan of ducking him, but in a sign of good faith, he hands out blankets to all the protesters covered in smallpox. All right, anyhow, I gotta go. I gotta get to court.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Lord.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Johnny.